Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 22 of Dose of the Dead podcast. Today is January 23rd, and we got a pretty good show for you. We're going to go over some, basically, since we've been off since, I haven't done a show since the New Year's show, so this will be the first show of 2018. I'm going to cover most of the historical events that went on in January for the Grateful Dead. No specific year, just a bunch of different events. The Grateful Dead calendar I got for Christmas was a pretty good, it's pretty handy because it has all different facts on the dates that obviously relate to the Grateful Dead. So we're going to do some Grateful Dead when they appeared on Playboy After Dark. So you got an interview with Jerry Garcia and Hugh Hefner, and two and a half songs for that. Their first studio album also came out in 1967, so I'll be playing two songs off of that. If you guys remember, the they reissued the 50th anniversary edition last year with the live track for Vancouver. On that, I picked that up. That was pretty good. Just the quality of that sound is amazing for being 51 years old now. I know they remixed it and mastered it and everything, but it sounds pretty amazing. And then we're going to go into their first show ever played at Madison Square Garden on January 7th, 1979. I think it was originally supposed to be in 78, late 78. But I think Jerry had laryngitis or some kind of thing like that, and it got pushed into the next year. So you would think by the 80s, well, 79, right on the cusp of 80, that they would have played MSG before, but who knows? I mean, okay, we're pretty popular. I know they play the Felt Forum a lot, and Radio City Music Hall, so that could have been it. You know, maybe, I don't think bands were really, you know, playing big stadiums like they are. We are used to seeing them now. Like, if Dead and Company comes to New York City and it's not in the summer, you know they're going to play at MSG. But also Bobby and Phil, they're playing in Radio City Music Hall, so I think that would be even cool. But then the flip side on that, you get a more intimate experience, but then you pay $200 for a ticket. So pick your poison, basically. Alright, so also we're going to talk, rattle off some Dead and Company summer tour dates as they announce their 2018 summer tour that will be over about a month and a half, starting May 30th. So I'll read off those dates before I get into anything. So starting, I'll just do a whole review for you guys. the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. They'll be in Riviera Maya, Mexico, obviously, playing in the sand. They did their resort. So that's coming up in about 3 weeks. It seems like it's been forever since they actually announced that they were playing this before they announced the fall tour. So they announced the fall tour, it went, and they announced the summer tour, and they still haven't played these shows. So finally, in the next 3 weeks, these shows will be played. February 24th, the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. That's obviously makeup. These next three are makeup for John's appendix exploding. February 26th, BB&T Center, Sunrise, Florida. February 27th, Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. So that officially ends the fall, the last three shows of that fall tour. I don't know what they're going to bill it as. Doesn't really matter. Just whatever. And so as I was saying, the start of the 2018 summer tour is May 30th at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Massachusetts. I thought it was weird that they didn't do a weekend at Fenway Park like they had in the years past, but I guess this next date is the reason, dates are the reason why. And I'm really excited for this. June 1st and 2nd at BB&T Pavilion in Camden, New Jersey. That's home show for me. I love Camden. And they're playing a Friday and Saturday night there. The 2016, my first show of that summer tour in 16. They played on like a Tuesday night last year, and it was like I said, if you heard me talk about it in my podcast before, it was like it was all right. It was maybe 75% of the way filled. Last year they played Camden on a Sunday night, and it was completely mobbed. And I guess they got the hint there. Let's do a Friday Saturday show too. I like how they're doing it at I don't know how many like amphitheaters they've done 2 nights in a row at, besides maybe a few in the 16 summer tour, but not much last year. So those two, June 4th at Riverbend Music Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. June 6th, Runoff, Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center in Noblesville, Indiana. June 8th, the amphitheater at Lakewood in Atlanta. They played there last year. June 9th, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek in Raleigh, North Carolina. June 11th, Saratoga, and obviously Saratoga, New York. June 13th, Xfinity Theater in Hartford, Connecticut. June 15th and 16th, which I think is cool, Citi Field. They're coming back to my area in New York. So that would be, it's not like it's two shows in the beginning of the month and two shows in the middle of the month. So I think that's really cool that they split it up like that. June 19th, Darien Lake Amphitheater in Darien, New York. That's upstate New York, more like by the Canada border. So that's a pretty far drive. I looked it out. I think it's like a 12 or 13 hours. So Alpine Valley Music Center Theater in, I skipped the date, June 20th, Blossom Music Center in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. June 22nd, Alpine Valley Music in East Troy, Wisconsin. And then the next day, June 23rd, also they're playing Alpine Valley again. I didn't see Wrigley Field, but I know that a lot of people were saying since Alpine Valley was getting work on last year, that's why, one of the reasons they played at Wrigley. So, looks like this weekend's making up for a Wrigley day, because that's really, kind of in between. This is where they usually would go after Ohio the Dead. The Gorge in Washington State, Austin Stadium in Eugene, Oregon, Shoreline Mountain View, California. I didn't say the date, sorry. June 29th is the Gorge. June 30th is Eugene. July 2nd is Shoreline, and July 3rd is Shoreline. Then July 6th, Mattress Firm Amphitheater in Chula Vista, California. July 7th, Dodger Stadium, Los Angeles. I think that's going to be an awesome show. They've never played in Dodger Stadium. You could see they're really not taking the stadium. Well, it looks like they're going more for the amphitheaters than stadiums. So you got Citi Field, you got Dodger Stadium, you got, that's it so far. Then you're going to go into Aslanta Amphitheater in Albuquerque, New Mexico on July 11th. And then July 13th and 14th is Folsom Field in Boulder, Colorado. So they're really only doing two big stadiums, which are three big stadiums, which I think is pretty cool. I like the amphitheaters better. They sound better. They're, I just like that vibe better than and tickets are a lot cheaper. So I know the pre-sales went on sale yesterday and people got their tickets, but I learned from the fall tour that that doesn't matter, and I'm holding out until I have money. And I'm still gonna get a ticket and still gonna be able to go, so I'm not too worried. So anyway, like I said, let's get into Playboy After Dark. It was first aired, or they first played on January 18th, 1969. So like I said, when I first start the audio, it will be Jerry and Hugh Hefner interview. Then they'll play into Mountains of the Moon, Saint Stephen, and then it goes into like closing, Hugh Hefner signing off somewhat, and Turn Your Love Light On is on in the back. So from January 18th, 1969, here's Playboy After Dark.
Jerry, the Grateful Dead has been a part of the San Francisco scene for about 4 or 5 years.
Right.
Is the hippie scene changing now? I understand that.
We're all big people now.
Certainly big in terms of publicity, etc. But I understand the Haight-Ashbury scene has changed a good deal.
Well, Haight-Ashbury is just a place, you know. It's just a street, and it's not really the thing. It never was the thing that was going on.
That was just the thing that got the publicity.
Right, right. That's the thing people could talk about because it's like easy to remember.
Well, they held, like, what, about a summer ago, they held a funeral
right.
for hippiedom.
Right, and that was like, that was all of us saying, we're not going to tell anybody anymore what we're
doing. Start
gonna.
Enjoying it again, huh?
Right, right.
Well, I noticed that with your own group, you've got kind of a stereo effect going on here with drums.
Yeah.
You have two complete sets of drums and two drummers, obviously for a purpose.
Right, but mutual annihilation.
I see. In other words, the guys kind of compete with one another. And
well, they more chase each other around. It's kind of, it's like the serpent that eats its own tail, you know. And it goes round and round like that. And if you can stand in between them, they make a big figure eights on their sides in your head.
I don't think I'm going to stand between them. I think I'll
take your pick.
Stay back a little ways. But I noticed that the guys are near their instruments here.
Yes.
And the kids have kind of settled down. I wonder if we could get you to do a number for us.
Absolutely not.
Good. Well, hold a second.
Mountains of the moon. That's the one, the big one up there at night. Of the moon, Electra Bell and Ben to me. Hi-ho, the carrion crow, Father Heraldic Winter. Hi-ho, the carrion crow, Bell and Ben to me. Hey, Tom Banjo. Hey, alone, more than laurel you may sow, more than laurel you may sow. Hey, the laurel, hey, the city in the rain. Hey, 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 the white weed waving. Solitude, 20 degrees in all the dancing kings and wives assembled in the hall. Lost is the long and loneliest time, very simple flying, all along the mountains of the moon. Of the moon. all along the mountains of the north. I hold the carrion crew for the Raldi Riddle. I hold the carrion crew bound them to me. Been to me.
circles like that infernal machine. The only solution is to join us here next week, same time. Till then, good night.
Night.
Transportation arrangements provided by Sabena Airlines. Europe begins in Brussels, and Sabena flies here every day.
So there was Playboy After Dark from January 18th, 1969. And for those who don't know the story of that, I was watching Conan O'Brien, I think it was last year, and 2 years ago maybe? Now? Yeah, something like that. And Bill Kreutzmann was on, and he was getting interviewed, and he was actually telling the actual story of that night. So I went back on and looked at the, you know, complete details, and liveforlivemusic.com has a nice little summary of that, and I'll read it to you guys real quick. Back in the early days of 1969, an up-and-coming band called the Grateful Dead were making waves along the West Coast. The band was generally playing excitement, and CBS booked them to appear on Hugh Hefner's hosted program called Playboy After Dark. Naturally, being the Grateful Dead, things got totally out of hand, but everything wound up just fine. On January 18th, 1969, performance has become something of a legend in the recent years, especially after Bill Kreutzmann's recent telling of the story on Conan back in May. As legend goes, the Dead sound engineer and LSD synthesizer Bear slipped some of his homemade psychedelic concoction into the Playboy After Dark crew's coffee supply, effectively dosing the entire staff of the late-night program. Hefner went on to interview Garcia before the band performed a handful of songs on the program. You can watch the full documentary of the occasion below. And then they show the video, and then there is a handwritten letter from, well, I don't know if it's handwritten, it's probably just a copy of what they would send out, but a letter from Playboy, and then it says, apparently the LSD didn't affect things too negatively, as Hefner sent the following glowing letter to the Grateful Dead just a few days after airing. So, I think that was pretty funny how, you know, they were just dosed everyone in the crew. So, there's other stories on that and stuff if you guys want to read into it, but I know it's not like a groundbreaking story, but I thought it was pretty cool to add into that. So next we're going to go into the Dead's first studio album, which came out in 1967, and it's just titled The Grateful Dead, their debut title album. I'm going to read the set list, or the track listing. Number one is Golden Road. Number two, Beat It On Down the Line. Number three, Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl. Number four, Cold Rain and So. Number five, Sitting on Top of the World. Number six, Cream Puff Warrior. Number seven, Morning Dew. Number eight, New Minglewood Blues. And number nine, Viola Lee Blues. So, it's funny to listen to these songs because I'm so used to listening to, you know, anything from like 70, forward, and when you hear the versions of these songs that came out in 67, they're nothing. I mean, obviously there's something, but they've evolved such a long way from on this studio album, which I think is pretty cool. And it's just cool also to go back and listen to what they originally started out with. Also, if you guys picked up or didn't pick up the 50th anniversary disc that came out last year, I'll read the second disc, which is in Vancouver, Connecticut, British Columbia, Canada, on July 29th, 1966. Standing on the corner, I know you, Ryder. Next time you see me sitting on top of the world, you don't have to ask. Big boss man stealing cardboard cowboy. It's all over now, baby blue. Cream puff warrior, Viola Blues. And then Beat It On Down the Line, Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. And then they have the next day, July 30th, 1966, Cold Rain and Snow, One Kind Favor, Hey Little One, New Minglewood Blues. So I would suggest to pick that up if you don't have it. I listened to that live track the other day, and it was just cool to, you know, that you could still tell if they were only 2 years in and how much they were together as a band, musically, and they were just still feeding off each other just from the beginning. So I'm going to play two songs off this album, and it's going to be New Minglewood Blues and Viola Blues.
Yeah.
going to go into the Dead's first performance at Madison Square Garden in 1979, and that would be January 7th, 1979. Also, I found an article on that same website, Live for Live Music. On January 7th, 1979, the Grateful Dead graced the most famous arena on the East Coast, Madison Square Garden in New York City, for the first time ever. The show was held 37 years ago, which isn't today. That would be 38 years ago on January 7th. And would be the first of 52 total times the Dead would perform at this historic venue. So you think how late they actually started playing there and how many times they actually did play there is pretty amazing. A clear turning point in the career, and the band opened up with Jack Straw for a great indicator of the night leading into other classics. Tennessee Jet, El Paso, Estimated Profit. Tune in and drop out with this full stream. So I'll just read you the set list for this show. They open up with Jack Straw, like I said. They Love Each Other, Cassidy, Jackaro, Looks Like Rain, Tennessee Jed, El Paso, Stagger Lee, Passenger, I Need a Miracle, Shakedown Street, From the Heart of Me, Estimated Profit, Eyes of the World, Drums, Space, Not Fade Away, Black Peter, Around and Around, and the encore was Good Lovin'. And also it says, last year the Grateful Dead were awarded a spot on the Madison Square Garden Walk of Fame for the legacy at the beloved venue. Bob Weir, Bill Kreutzmann, and Trixie Garcia were all on hand for the ceremony. So I thought that would be pretty cool that this is such an important venue, not just for East Coast Deadheads, but Deadheads all around, I would have to say. So for their first appearance playing there, I just thought it would be a pretty historical and cool show to pick. And also, like I said, it was on January 7th, so it did happen in January 7th, so it just passed not too long ago. I decided to pick three songs from this set. They're all from the second set, and so we're going to be listening to Estimated Profit, Into Eyes of the World, and then I decided to pick the encore, Good Lovin'. So I'm just going to let that play out. That's going to be the end of the show. I hope you guys enjoyed. Let me know if you would like to hear anything else for the next episode. We're probably going to be off for the rest of January, and then I don't know what I'm going to do. See maybe if I could get some interviews for the next episode, and then maybe play some of those Dead & Company Mexico shows for the next episode. I don't know. We'll see. I have a couple episodes in mind, but some other things have to line up first. So right now it's up in the air of what's going to be played. So like I said, hope you guys enjoy. And from Madison Square Garden in January 7th, 1979, the Grateful Dead's first show, here's Estimated Profit, Eyes of the World, and Good Lovin'. Thank you.
I don't know.